Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 2, Text 28. Sri Videho Uvacha Manye Bhagavata Sakshad Parshadan Vo Madhu Dvishaha Vishnor Bhutani Lokanam Pavanaya Choranti Hi Manye Bhagavata Sakshat Parshadan Bo Madhu Drishaha Vishnor Bhutani Lokanam Pavamaya Choranti Hi Manye Bhagavata Sakshat Parshadan Vo Madhu Drishaha Vishnor Bhutani Lokanam Pavanaya Charanti. The second A in Sakshat is long. Vidura Uvacha Manye Bhagavata Sakshat Parthanaya Bhutanita Vishnor Bhutani Lokana Parthanaya Charantihi Sri Videha Uvacha Manye Bhagavata Sakshat Vasudambo Madhu Drishaha Vishnor Bhutani Lokanam Pavanaya Sharantihi Bhagavata Sakshat Bhuchnor Bhutani Lokanam Pavanaya Charantihi Sri Videho Vacha Bhagavata Sakshat Harshadan Bo Madhu Drishaha Bhuchnor Bhutani Lokanam Avanaya Charanti, ladies. Manye Bhagavata Sakshat Vasudevaya Madhu Drishaha Vishnor Bhutani Lokanam Pavanaya Charantihi Manye Bhagavata Sakshat Vasudevaya Madhu Drishaha
Videha Uvacha. King Videha said, Manye, I consider Bhagavataha of the Supreme Lord, Saksha, directly, Parshadan, personal associates, Vaha, you, Madhu Dvishaha, of the enemy of Madhu, Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu, Bhutani, the servants, Lokanam, of all the worlds, Pavanaya, for the purification, Sharanti, they move about, He, indeed.
King Videha said, I think that you must be direct associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is famous as the enemy of the demon Madhu. Indeed, the pure devotees of Lord Vishnu wander throughout the universe, not for their personal selfish interest, but to purify all the conditioned souls. Purport. King Nimi here welcomes the great sages by glorifying their transcendental activities. It is well known that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is transcendental to the three modes of material nature, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Mamevya paramavyayam. Similarly, his pure devotees are also on the transcendental platform. One may ask how such transcendental living beings as the associates of Lord Vishnu could be seen within the material world. Therefore, it is stated here, Pavanaya charantihi. The associates of Lord Vishnu travel throughout the universe to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A representative of the governor may be seen moving within the prison house, but that does not mean that the governor's representative has become a conditioned prisoner. It is understood that he is within the prison to negotiate the possible release of those prisoners who have rectified their criminal propensity. Similarly, the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, called Pariprajakacharyas, wander throughout the universe, inviting everyone to surrender to Lord Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead, for an eternal life of bliss and knowledge. In the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the mercy of the associates of Lord Vishnu has been described in connection with the salvation of Ajamil. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has pointed out that the associates of Lord Vishnu are as merciful as the Lord himself. Even though the ignorant members of human society are not interested in approaching the servants of Lord Vishnu, the devotees of the Lord, without any false prestige, act to liberate the conditioned souls from their perpetual misfortune.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistham Sthapitam Jena Bhutade Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamstha He Krishna Kurana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vamchakol Pitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Vivideha Uvacha Manye Bhagavata Sakshat Parshadanvo Madhudvishaha Vishnor Bhutani Lokanam Pavanaya Charantihi.
I think that you must be all personal associates of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. He doesn't say, aren't you the son of such and such? Of course, they're the sons of the incarnation of the personality of Godhead, Rishabhdev. But my point is that they don't see, the Vaishnava is not seen in terms of caste or family or material background. Vaishnave jati bhuti. To see the Vaishnava in terms of the material bodily genealogy or heredity is narakisa, a hellish mentality. Even if the devotee is coming from this family or that family, everything is changed by the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master, so that he's become a personal, like the personal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is present in his form, in his qualities, in his name, and the pure devotees are always associated with the Lord by serving the Lord directly. Directly, Srila Prabhupada explains, means directly and through the disciplic succession, both. Our aspiration is to become the servant of the servant of the servant, 100 times or more the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not that I have to be in the front lines of, or in the inner circle of Krishna's most intimate associates. If I can be the servant of the servant of the servant, then my position is good. That's direct also.
Manye Bhagavata Sakshat Parshadan. Parshada means associates. Parshadan Bho Madhudvisha,
the enemy of the Madhu demon, or the enemy of all the demons. What is that? Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Ridyanti Yuge. The Lord, in the spiritual world, there are no demons. The demons have no entrance. So the Lord is the enemy of the demons in the material world. Of course, even acting as their enemy, he's their friend. Suridam sarvabhutanam. He's the friend even of the demons. He's the friend of even of the demons. He exhibits his friendly dealings by beheading them, or by smashing them, or in some other way killing them, or arranging for his associates to kill them. That's also very friendly. That's also very friendly. There was one very unhappy case in Bombay of a demon who attacked a little girl, and the tried to rape her, and she died. And the judge was so strong, "I'm not going to give you the death penalty. To give you the death penalty would be more mercy than you deserve. You spend the rest of your life in TR jail." When the king or the judge, the government, executes the prisoner, they're being merciful to him. And then what to speak of Krishna? When he kills the demons, he relieves them of their demonic material bodies and gives them liberation. So Krishna is the friend of everyone, even the demons. Of course, in different ways.
Parshadan vo madhudrish.
So the king, seeing the demons, they can, they're not called Parshadas of the Lord. They're the enemies of the Lord. But even they serve the Lord, because the Lord's glories are highlighted by the activities of the demons. There'd be no fun if the demons didn't carry out their demonic activities. The Lord enjoys killing Hiranyakashipu, killing Madhu, killing so many demons. And the Lord's glories become enhanced as he becomes known as the killer of Madhu, the killer of so many. Even in philosophy, the philosophy is developed in relationship to the objections to it. Even Vedanta Sutras put out that way, put together that way. Point, objection, point, objection, point, objection, answer, answer, answer. Without the objections, the answers don't come out so strongly. Just like Prabhupada's always preaching that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Why? It's coming out so strongly in relationship to the impersonalists who try to establish the opposite conclusion. The need to follow strictly the step-by-step process becomes more pronounced in relationship to the sahajiyas, who have the idea that you can just jump to the top. So the opposition also performs a useful function. When Baladeva Vidyabhushan, why did he write a commentary on Vedanta Sutra? Because an opposing party, the Ramanandis, were saying, "No, you people don't, you're not a bona fide sampradaya." So then Baladeva had to, "Because you don't have a Vedanta commentary. All right, you wait a day or so, I'll have one." In response to the demons. So the demons also are rendering service, whether they like it or not. but they're not Parshadas of the Lord. Although some are. When Jaya and Vijaya, they're Parshadas of the Lord when they come to this world. They're in a special category. And then there are just the ordinary demons who don't even get killed by the Lord. They just get knocked off by material nature. They're less fortunate. But in Kali Yuga, they become fortunate because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Patita Pavana. He delivers even the lowest, the most fallen, or sends his agents to deliver even those who are averse to Krishna consciousness. Tar Sakshi Jagai Madhai.
Vishnur Bhutani Lokanam
Pavanaya Charantihi. So someone may say, you're calling us, say to the king that you're calling us direct associates of the Lord. If we were direct associates of the Lord, we wouldn't be here. We'd be in Vaikuntha. But the king says, no, the associates of the Lord, Charanti, they wander lokanam throughout the three worlds. Svargapavarka nadakesha pidul yarta darshana. They go anywhere for spreading Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada was here in Bombay and he got the word that there's, or I think Bombay or Delhi, I think Bombay. He got the word that there's an opportunity to preach in Moscow. He went to Moscow. He didn't consider, I'm an old man, it's cold, they're communists, they're atheists, why should I go? Here they all worship me, so many pious Hindu people are here, they appreciate Krishna consciousness, why should I go there? No, I must go there. The more bleak the prospects, the better. Let me go. Why? Just the easy places. The hard places also. Let me go to Moscow. And just see. Pavanani charantihi. They go not for sightseeing. Actually, it was arranged like that. Dr. Kotovsky extended an invitation for Srila Prabhupada to come. And then he said, well, actually, better, no, I don't think I can arrange it. Prabhupada said, I'll come as a tourist. I'll meet you, but if it's a problem, I'll come as a tourist. So they booked a tour, him and Shamsundar, flights, tour, and Prabhupada skipped the tour. But the tour was Pavanani, Pavanaya Chunantihi, to purify the Soviet Union and the people who lived there. Pavanaya Chunantihi. Professor Kotovsky is another example of how the opposition brings out Krishna consciousness. Swamiji, when this body is finished, everything is finished. Prabhupada quoted him so many times. Swamiji, he's a learned professor, and he says, when this body is finished, then everything is finished. So he's like a foil. Foil, the word is used in that sense, like you have a button on a foil background. So the button stands out because the foil is in the back. So our conclusion that you're not this body, that at the end of this lifetime, tata dehantara prapti, that comes out more strongly thanks to Professor Kotovsky and those of his persuasion who say, Swamiji, when this body is finished, everything is finished. So Prabhupada went there. He didn't know what might happen, something, nothing. But Pavanaya Charanti, the devotees go to such places just to purify the location, the people. And the result is now thousands and thousands and thousands of devotees are chanting Hare Krishna in Moscow and other former Soviet countries. So this is the business of the devotees. Pavanaya Charanti, especially those in the renounced order of life. The householders are not in the business of Charanti. They don't usually get the opportunity to wander around unless their company sends them somewhere. Even that sometimes is good. The company sends a devotee somewhere, that becomes the next place for Krishna consciousness. But generally the householders stay in one place. They have their family, they have their home, they have their job. And the brahmacharis and the sannyasis get the opportunity, vanaprasthas also, for this business of wandering. Wandering is generally taken to be not very welcome. Not very welcome. One wants to live with his family, with his friends, and not have to wander like a vagabond. But the devotees like Narad Muni and those in his line welcome the opportunity to wander around, even sometimes apparently with no plan, no purpose, just to spread Krishna consciousness. Lokanam hitakar, you know. Therefore, they're more merciful than the Lord. Here it's said that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that the associates of Lord Vishnu are as merciful as Lord Vishnu. At some meeting in Vrindavan, our Brahmananda Prabhu was speaking, and he said, no, Prabhupada was more merciful. Because Krishna didn't come to save me. But Prabhupada came. This is the nature of the pure devotees. They're even more merciful than Krishna. And they're always trying to uplift the conditioned souls. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, association of devotees is always beneficial. Would you kindly explain how association of equals, what are the advantages of associating with equals?
Yes. Mach chitta madgata prana bodhyanta parasparam katiyantascha mam nityam tushanti cha ramanti cha. The equals will get together and enjoy glorifying Krishna, either among themselves or preaching Krishna consciousness. The association of more advanced devotees is so much glorified, but the association of equals is also glorious, because in that association we can carry on our activities of Krishna consciousness with enthusiasm, with enlivenment. With strength also. We get strength from the association of peers. Is that all right? The neophytes think that pure devotees, it's all about the Paramhansas, worshipping the Paramhansas, getting the mercy of the dust of the lotus feet of the most exalted devotees. And the other devotees, we can neglect, we can offend, we can write off, because they're not on that same level. This is the mentality of a fool. He only appreciates Krishna and Krishna Parshada, you know, Radha and Krishna, Yashoda and Krishna, Nanda Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they're appreciated. And the rest of the devotees can go to hell. They don't matter. That's a very small-minded neophyte mentality. What is that? Harayam, Archayam Vishnu. Come on, someone know the verse? Anyway, Shanyeshu. Anyway, the meaning is the person who's very devoted to the Lord, to the deity in the temple, but doesn't know how to respect the other devotees is Prakrita. Prakrita Smita. He's a materialistic devotee or third class devotee. Prabhupada said we should come to the second class at least and appreciate the other devotees. The peers are our friends. That's Maitri. Maitri. That when Rupa Goswami, when the Bhagavatam describes the second class devotees, he serves, worships and serves the first class devotees. He's merciful to the innocent. And he makes friends with those who are on the equal level. That friendship is very important. Something else.
Thank you, Maharaj. As you spoke about the benefits, when somebody comes, benefits anybody who comes in the association of the devotees or the Lord. Just like you gave example of demons. When they come in the contact or if they have been killed by Lord, they get the liberation. So somebody might think that devotee also get the same result. Devotees of the Lord get the same result and demons also get the same result.
Yes, so, that's also mentioned in prayers by the personified Vedas, I think, that the demons and the devotees get the same result. They both attain liberation. But then it's explained that the liberation that they achieve is not the same. The devotees achieve the personal service of the Lord. And the demons attain impersonal liberation. They merge into the effulgence of the Lord. So it's the same. They all go back to Godhead. But what that means is different. For the devotee, it means serving the lotus feet of Godhead. And for the impersonalist, it means merging into the effulgence of Godhead. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. So, Prabhupada has given a strong morning program, which comprehensive.
That microphone works better when it's closer.
Okay. So, the comprehensive morning program Srila Prabhupada has given to us. So, apart from it, there is a need for giving a taking association of Srila Prabhupada in the form of his books. And the taking association of spiritual master in the form of his vani, hearing lectures. Right? So then the also we take services and the services.
And so what?
Services. Morning program is there. In the rest of the day there are services and some preaching engagements. So the services has a nature to expand, keep on expanding. So the how much time is recommended for the giving for this association to Vani Association of Spiritual Master and the books?
24 hours. How much time for the Vani? 24 hours. When we're going out, we should be speaking the Vani, what we've heard from the Spiritual Master. Otherwise, what are we doing? Otherwise, it just becomes a slick, mundane presentation. You may be a very good speaker. You may have all the techniques, but if you're not repeating the words of the Shastra and the Spiritual Master, then it's lacking substance. So preaching means to associate with the Spiritual Master by speaking his words or spreading his words. We distribute books. And even Prabhupada said, when you distribute books, then you have to tell people about the books, why the book is good, why you should get it. That means also repeating the spiritual master's words. But then specifically reading, we should read. How much you read, that's sliding scale, but something. Those who are more studious, they should read a lot. Those who are less studious, they can read less, and they be doing other service, but we should read something. Otherwise, we'll be ignorant, unless Krishna enlightens us from within, which we shouldn't count on. We should read something. And the more, the better. And there's so much time. It's not that because I have so many preaching engagements or so many other engagements, then I don't have time to read. It's the wasted time. Tell me that we don't all waste time. There's so much time that's lost. That time can be used for reading. And go for one day without your laptop and see how much time you get. Go for one day without your phone and see how much time you get. The time is there, but it's being sucked out by other things that are not always so crucial or important. So devotees make advantageous use of the off button. Just turn it off and read something. Try it.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, this is something related to yesterday's class.
No. Louder.
Something related to yesterday's class about the discussion on the, you know, how important it is for the grahasthas to kind of give up at a certain point of life. So, Maharaj, from my perspective, when I heard that class, I was thinking, actually, even in the renounced order, you know, sometimes we get stuck.
They get attached and stuck also.
Yeah, in management and controllerships.
Yes.
So, should we think about...
Trustee of this, trustee of that, director of this, board member of that, business. And not because my service is so crucial on all of those things, but because it, you know, on my business card, I'm a disciple of this person and a trustee of this and a director of that, and I don't want to let go. Or because I'm thinking, how will it go on without me? Those other people don't know what they're doing without, unless I stay in there, they'll mess it all up. Basically the same kind of attachments, minus sex, that keep people in householder life, keep sannyasis stuck in being in so many posts. Now that's not to say that a sannyasi can't legitimately take a post or take some service that involves a position, but he should be careful. Am I becoming too attached? But even Prabhupada mentions in Chaitanya Charitamrita, sannyasi becomes attached to his danda and his water pot. Then what to speak of being attached to this post, that post? And then the sannyasis don't have time to read, because they're on the phone, because they're on the keyboard, because there's always something crisis that needs their attention. And then the people who should be getting the benefit of their transcendental knowledge and their deep learning may not get it because they themselves are not cultivating it. So it's not a generic condemnation Because there are people, sannyasis, leaders, who do so much by being in this position, that position. But at a certain point, every sannyasi is going to be out of his position. That's for sure. Mrityu sarva harashchaham. Death comes and everybody's out. So the sannyasis also should be seeing to it. Am I becoming attached, too attached to this position, to this, to name, to prestige, to followers, to post, to money, to power, to this, to that? These things contaminate the sannyasis also if the sannyasis are not careful.
Maharaj, would you recommend, like, you know, the brahmacharis to maybe after a certain, brahmacharis or sannyasis, since you're mentioning sannyasis, at like, just like the, you know, grahas, the system is after 50 vanapras. So after 50, or around that time, after the sons have grown up, vanapras. So similarly, for the renounced order, for the brahmachari something, like after a certain point of time, no management, no controllership, just like preach.
There's no rule like that. That after 50, a sannyasi can't, otherwise ISKCON would never have happened. Generally, the householders are advised to leave these things behind because it's all involved with their money-making and household comforts and occupation of this material world. But the brahmacharis and sannyasis, when they have a post, it's a post in relationship to service, in relationship to preaching. So there's no stricture. You must give this up, you must give that up. After a certain age, you can't do this, you can't do that. No cookie-cutter rule. Still, each devotee should be introspective and examining himself. Am I holding on to more than I need? Am I holding on to more than I need to hold on to? Am I actually rendering service in this position? Or does my service consist of occupying the territory so that people more qualified than I am can't do it? Am I in the way, in other words? There's no guarantee that because I'm senior, because I'm experienced, because I'm a sannyasi, because A, because B, because C, therefore I should be here because no one could possibly be more qualified. And even if I'm the most qualified, part of my qualification should be to work my way out of the job. There was no one more qualified than Prabhupada to run the whole society, and yet he appointed these teenagers and people in their 20s to run the whole movement, GBC. Because he knew that I'm not going to sit here forever. Even while I'm here, I don't want to manage everything. And finally, I'll have to leave and things will have to go on without my physical presence. So that's good management also. I'm not, you know, I don't have an MBA or any of all those good letters. But from what I'm told by people who do, part of good management is to make sure that you've got people to take over from you. So that if you get sick, or if you're disabled, or if you die, not if, when you die, things will go on. And they'll go on by people who've had experience, by people who've had training, by people that you've imparted your knowledge and institutional wisdom to. Because you didn't wait till the last minute and just hang on to everything and do everything yourself. Prabhupada told me one time, wrote to me one time, and I wasn't the only one, others received the same instruction. Continue your prescribed duty and train others. Continue your prescribed duty and train others. And then when they're trained, you can get out of the way and you can do something else or train others. Still more others. Big world out there. or even if you're in one place. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, here with respect to Pavanaya Charantihi, that devotees wander for preaching, for delivering the conditioned souls. But for a sadhaka, what could be the right impetus or mood for preaching? Because sometimes it seems that it may be out of ambition, it may be out of, just like others. Companies are trying
You're too far from the microphone.
Okay. Just like companies are trying to expand, corporates outside are trying to expand, so they have ambition. So similarly, we may also have that ambition to, just material ambition in the name of preaching. So for
even if you have ambitions, if you have an ambition to preach, that's good. Devotees would say, I have an ambition. Before this time ends, I want to distribute 1,200 books. That's not exactly a number that came from the spiritual world or something. But he had an ambition. I want to distribute. Or I want to make sure I distribute more than he does. Competitive ambition. Prabhupada actually encouraged competitive ambition. Why? Because it will please Krishna. If you want to distribute 1,000 books, and I want to make sure that I at least distribute 1,001 so that you'll be the number 2, it pleases Krishna more because now 2,001 books got distributed. So Prabhupada encouraged ambition, competition, achievement, accomplishment. But it should all be dedicated to the lotus feet of the spiritual master and Krishna. Then our competitive nature, our ambitious nature, becomes purified. Because we all have ambitions, we all have desires. Some are more, some people are more competitive by nature, some people are more ambitious by nature. But we all have something that we want. So want it for Krishna. We can't become desireless. I shall have no desires. I shall have no ambitions. I shall become inert. There's no arrangement in the material world for becoming a stone in this life. Next life maybe, not this one. But while we have this human life, we have desires, we have ambitions, we have propensities. So rather than just try to kill everything, that's material, that's material, that's material, our Krishna consciousness movement engages all of these things. Now, we should try to see that we're doing it in pure consciousness. That while competing with devotees, I don't become their enemy and their, official critic, and that it's appreciation. If he defeats me, I'll also be happy. Why? Because Krishna will be pleased that he's done better than me. It's not the material world. If I win, it's all about winning. If I win, then my life is successful. If I lose, I go into depression. For the Krishna conscious devotee, I may win or lose. What is that? Siddhya Siddhyor Nirvikara Karta Sattvika Uchate. It's not a question of winning or losing. It's a question of performing our prescribed duty or pleasing Krishna. Sometimes a devotee also takes a post, not out of ambition. Spiritual master tells him to do it. Then he's stuck. Prabhupada told one sannyasi, go preach all over the world. And in the same discussion, he told another sannyasi, never leave Vrindavan. or at least now stay in Vrindavan. So it's service. If I, whatever I'm requested to do by my spiritual master, if I do that, that's my success. Even if I try to do that, that's my success. The illiterate Brahmin was just trying to read Bhagavad Gita, and it was a success. That Jatayu tried to stop Ravana, and it was a success. So we should always give our full energy for serving the spiritual master in Krishna, and that will make our life successful. Hare Krishna.